Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast, taking care of business today with Kelly Keene, founder of MoneyWise Workplaces. Thanks for joining us today, Kelly.
Great to be with you, Mario. Thank you.
All right, so this is the time of year where a lot of people do a lot of spring cleaning in their houses, but you're telling people this is also a good time to spring clean their finances, isn't it?
Mario, it is the perfect time to spring clean your finances. One of my readers, Sarah, we were, talking about, she had this anxiety about her finances. And as I kind of delved deeper with her, she revealed that she had like 20 years of tax documents all kind of scattered around her house. And it does, it creates like a physical anxiety. So there's three things I want people to consider is, what do you need to get rid of? What do you need to keep? And what do you need to get? So in Sarah's case, she really needs to get, first of all, organized, get everything in one spot and pare down. She doesn't need 20 years of tax filing. So if you're, a regular tax filer, you are, employed normally, you need the last 6 years of your taxes to be around. You don't need things like your credit card statements, bank statements, receipts, unless it's for some specific reason, right? Maybe you have a rental property, or of course, if you're self-employed, we'll talk about that in a moment. But for the average person, you can get rid of all of that. Now, when I say get rid of it, March was Fraud Prevention Month. So you want to make sure that you're properly shredding those documents, that you're cross-shredding them. Dumpster diving is a real thing where people go through your garbage to try to get your information. So if it has your name, your address, anything on it, go take that extra step to either invest in a shredder or there's sometimes these shredding events. Sometimes they're around your city. They can be free. Maybe you actually have to invest and spend some money to get it shredded, but please get that done. So anything you don't need older than 6 years with your taxes and all of those iggly snigglies, get them in one spot. Sarah felt so much better getting that all done for sure.
All right. So what do you keep?
Okay. Now what you want to keep, and here's another example. This was a friend of mine, Mark, and he was like looking for the power of attorney for his mom when she suffered a mental incapacity to go and look after her finances and go to the bank. And of course he couldn't find it. It was somewhere in his mess. So it's really important that as you're decluttering, you're looking for these really important documents, marriage certificates, birth certificates for you and your kids, passports, your mortgage document, the deed to your house. Like, where are all of these important documents? And then, Mario, you want to figure out where you're keeping these. So what should actually be locked up under house and key? Now, think about how many people are going in and out of your home. Do you have a dog walker? Do you have a house cleaner? Are you doing renovations? If you said yes to any of those things and you have people coming through your home, then you want to have a filing cabinet with everything locked. Now, it's awful. You don't want to think that people you're trusting with your home might defraud you, but why tempt it? Lock anything up that has your SIN number on it or your date of birth. So get all those documents together, figure out what should be in your home, what should be in a safety deposit box, and what should be maybe with your lawyer's office. So for example, when my stepfather was around and he had had a stroke, he was very adamant that he did not want to be resuscitated in the event of an emergency. Well, your personal directives, you may not have one, but if you have a personal directive that states your healthcare wishes, you want to make sure that document's in your car, a copy of it, a copy is on the fridge, a copy is everywhere, because in the event of an emergency, if 911 is called, their first step is to resuscitate. So I know these can be hard conversations, but why not have them when people are well? If you can have these documents in the right spot, don't have the power of attorney in the safety deposit box, that's not going to help you. You have to prove to the bank that you have power of attorney, but you need the power of attorney because it's in the safety deposit box. So just kind of thinking through worst case scenarios, not spending obviously a lot of time on it, but these little steps can go a long way. So when that stress actually happens in your family, you have the right documents in the right spot just when you need them.
Is there anything you need to get to facilitate all this?
Yeah, that's the last point, Mario. So, knowing what to toss, knowing what to keep, and then what do you need to get? So, my neighbor Seth, I was helping him again organize his documents not that long ago. It's tax time. You need to really get a good filing system. If you're feeling disorganized and scattered, talking with your family, your spouse, or if you live alone, like what makes sense for the bills that are coming in? And then where did they go at the end of the month? Like I was saying, do you have a locked filing cabinet? Do you just have an accordion file
Right.
that everything goes into that? And then when important documents come in, you move them to the next spot. You want to look for things, like I said, do you have a personal directive? Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a will, right? So maybe these are some big things, hard things to get done. Easy documents, but hard to get done, Mario. So put them in your digital calendar because a will may seem like one thing on your to-do list, but there might be actually 20 steps. Who's going to care for your kids? Who's going to care for your pets? So, identifying what you need, putting it into your digital calendar to remind you so you don't let it go. And then things like, do you need a safety deposit box? What more do you need to help you get organized? And of course, do you need a professional that maybe can come in to arrange these documents for you as well?
Now, we all know that talking about and thinking about finances, personal finances, is a stressor for many
Yeah.
people. And I imagine being disorganized and having a cluttered financial picture just adds to that stress.
100%. And Mario, like, just think about how good you're probably not going to like sitting down and organizing. I know it's not fun. So try to spread it out, right? Instead of going, oh my gosh, like with Sarah, she hadn't gone through anything for 20 years. Don't think you're going to do that in one weekend. Give yourself a break, give yourself some time. And then, maybe you take an extra step of making like a master document, just kind of a little bit of a story for people in your life if something happens to you. And also, I want to stress, look what's in your wallet and look what's in your purse. What are you carrying around? You don't need to carry your SIN card with you. You don't need your birth certificate. You don't need these things unless you're applying for a job or government benefit. So find where those things are, keep them under lock and key, find your kids' passports and stuff like that, know where these important documents are, and then figure out if you also, Mario, need to take digital copies of these things. Like, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more life at like environmental events, forest fires, floods in Calgary. Like, there's more things where if you had to evacuate in an emergency, do you have copies of your prescriptions? Do you have copies of your credit card, your debit card? Like, where are these? Are they kept in a safe digital vault? Are you just emailing them to yourself on Gmail? Like, what do you feel comfortable security wise? I actually invest in one of those vault services. I think it's, $30 a year or something like that. I think it's well worth it. And just keeping copies of all those important documents, or at least a list of where they are, because, like you said, clutter and financial stress just adds to a lot of anxiety. But organizing this just takes a lot of weight off of you and your family.
Now, when we're talking about stress, we're obviously today's world is very stressful for many people. With inflation, the cost of living like going crazy out there with
Yeah.
prices. What kind of strategies can you give people to help them through times like this, where money can be pretty tight?
It's really tight. It's tight for people that it's never been tight for before. So, and the fact is, Mario, that our brain actually narrows our focus when we're stressed. So that's deleterious to our financial health because we need to widen our gaze to see what the options are. And what I'm hearing from people is just this resignation of they don't have enough money, so what's the point? Well, the point is that there's almost always a solution, more money to be had, more money to be found, but you have to be the one to take charge of that. So, for example, if you just pulled out all of your credit card statements, like went online, what are the interest rates? What are you paying? And one simple move, Mario, if you, let's say, carry a balance on your credit card, which a lot of people are having to do, they can't pay it off every month, and you're sitting in a 24.99% interest rate credit card, which can be pretty common, Just calling up your bank, not making 1 cent more in payments, but calling up your bank and getting into a lower interest rate credit card. All banks have them at 12, 12.99%, still a lot, but that's going to cut your interest rate in half. That's going to cut the time it takes you to pay that down in half. No one's going to call you up and tell you to do that. Your bank's not going to call you up and say, "Hey, I can cut your rate in half." So, it might be negotiating your cell phone bill, all the stuff we talk about, and you and I have spoken about before, asking for a raise, side hustles. But if you don't look at your situation, no one is coming to save you to do that. So I know that's hard when someone's already stressed, especially if there isn't enough money at the end of the day. So also getting on the phone with your lender, with your banker, if you can't make your payments on time, letting them know what options exist. The Financial Consumer Agency of Canada is really holding banks to account to say, you need to help consumers through this. So don't feel, embarrassed or shameful. A lot of people are in the same boat, but also don't stay quiet. Contact your lender, contact your credit card company, see what they can do for you.
All right, wonderful. Thanks, Kelly, for joining us today.
Thanks, Mario. Always a pleasure.
All right, that was Kelly Keene, who is founder of MoneyWise Workplaces. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, managing editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today. Thanks for joining us.